33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. A set of symbols known as the International Phonetic Alphabet is what's commonly used to determine what speech sounds like. The IPA is used for nearly 7,000 languages around the world, but the Braille version of the IPA hasn't been updated for 75 years. At least that was until a Houston area professor made it his mission to change that. Robert Engelbretson is chair of the linguistics department and a professor at Rice University. Professor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest and for speaking with me today.
Why did you decide to update the Braille version of the IPA?
There was a Braille version of the IPA created in the late 1920s, and that system had been in use, but never really updated or kept up to speed with the print International Phonetic Alphabet. And in the early 1990s, there was, unfortunately, another Braille IPA system that was created in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so by the time 2005 rolled around, when I got involved in this, there was just so many discrepancies with what the print notation system is, as well as between British and the European system and what was used in the United States and Canada, that the International Phonetic Alphabet in Braille was not international at all.
I mean, you understand things gather dust or it hasn't been a priority, but 75 years is a really long time. How did it go so long without being updated?
Well, there, frankly, aren't that many Braille readers who are in the fields of linguistics or speech sciences, and maybe it just wasn't on anyone's radar. But the important thing was that it is updated now, and so people who are blind who read Braille have access to the same notation system that everyone else does.
What was this process like? I mean, I feel like you've described it as, it seems like an enormous undertaking.
Well, I am a linguistics professor, so obviously I know the IPA well. I'm also a Braille reader, so for me it sort of had a certain amount of personal interest, because when I was a undergraduate student in the late 1980s and early 1990s and was trying to keep up with my coursework in phonetics and other areas of linguistics, I would sort of have to be innovating my own Braille symbols as we worked along. And I think a number of blind and visually impaired linguists were doing the same thing. So we couldn't really share our work with one another. It wasn't always standardized. So in terms of the process, I reviewed all of the historical systems, the one from the 1930s in the United Kingdom, which was adopted in most of Europe, the one from the 1990s in the United States, which was really incomplete and not used, and then also with the current print version of the IPA. The 2005 revision was the most closest to the time we were doing this work, and essentially said, what did this system use? What did that system use? Why did they do it that way? And what would the most computable, interchangeable, learnable system be? Practically speaking, then, I piloted this updated Braille system in a couple of classes across the country where there were blind students enrolled in courses. And then we also publicized this in the journals of the International Phonetic Association and on a number of linguistics-related lists so that we could get comments back from the phonetics community at large. And all of those areas came together as we did the final version and final update.
I mean, it sounds like this really is just a matter of equity and a matter of being able to share research and findings in a way that just literally translates and communicates more clearly.
Absolutely. Equity and empowerment. So by publishing this system, by publicizing it both in the professional journals as well as in Braille-related areas, we hope that it will empower more students to pursue their interests and the careers that they wish to pursue, whether it's in linguistics or speech-language pathology or vocal pedagogy or any of the numerous areas that uses the IPA. And by the way, if you've ever seen where it gives you how to pronounce something on Wikipedia, that's the International Phonetic Alphabet right there. So anybody who's reading using a Braille display, reading Wikipedia in Braille, if they have the display set to show IPA symbols, can read those pronunciation guides as well now, too.
Robert Engelbretson is the chair of the linguistics department and a professor at Rice University. He was recently honored with the Darlene Bogart Braille Excellence Award from the Braille Authority of North America for his work on updating the Braille version of the International Phonetic Alphabet, which hadn't been done in 75 years. Professor Engelbretson, congratulations and thanks again.
Well, thank you so much.